You're listening to Radio Boston. You know him from Saturday Night Live and movies like 1996's Happy Gilmore.
You gotta rise above it. Mm-hmm. You gotta harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad.
Now Kevin Nealon joins the dozens of comics descending on Boston this week for the city's annual comedy festival. He'll be doing stand-up at City Winery this Thursday. Kevin Nealon, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to getting back to Boston again.
How come? What makes you want to come back to Boston? I said that with a tone of surprise, Kevin Nealon, not what I meant. What are you most excited about coming back to Boston for?
Well, first of all, the comedy scene is amazing there, and I have such a fun following, and I think the Boston audiences really get me. Finally, somebody gets me. But also, you know, I grew up on the East Coast. I'm from Connecticut, and I would go to Boston frequently, and, you know, fan of all the Boston teams. And I had grandparents that lived up in Kittery, Maine, which is just north of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, about an hour and 15 minutes from Boston.
Okay, so this
I've been through there a lot.
Not where I was planning to go at the beginning of this conversation at all, but that is fertile ground, so there's much we need to talk about now. One, really, fans sort of have different tastes in different regions, and New England fans have more of a taste for your style of comedy. Is that what you're saying when you say they get you?
For some reason, specifically Boston and the Connecticut area, because that's where I grew up. And so I think we have the same type of perception of things and, you know, ideals and absurdity notions. And for some reason, also San Francisco is, and New York City is great for me. And Washington, D.C. In fact, every place, everywhere I go.
All right. So we're going to note the coasts there. Let me give people a little bit of flavor of sort of the absurdity piece. This is 1990, episode of Saturday Night Live. This is one of your characters, which you started on stage, I think, before you got to SNL. And I'm afraid to say it because this is a word I have trouble saying, but this is Mr. Subliminal.
What's making headlines? Donald and Ivana Trump, greedy pigs. I mean, what's the big deal? The Trumps are just two normal people with normal problems, therapy. Donald's a confused man who should evoke our sympathy and understanding, cheating bastard. And Ivana, a very sweet and unfortunately heartbroken woman, had it coming to her, who was misled.
Of course, timely in a new way now, but sort of that dry, subtle. And by the way, that seems really hard to do, Kevin Nealon.
Well, you know, you're right. It is hard to do. And it was the first sketch I ever did on that show. So I was kind of terrified about it because it's kind of like two conversations at the same time. And I remember just before I was about to go on my very first sketch on SNL live, they're away at commercial. They're coming back in about 7 seconds for me to start my sketch. And Lorne Michaels, the creator of the show, comes up to me. He's on my side. He puts his hand on my shoulder and he said, "Are you sure this is what you want?"
Well, what are you supposed to do with 7 seconds till you go live?
I know it. You know, basically he was saying, is this what you want? Do you want this fame? Do you want this show? You want to be part of this? And so that's what I had on my mind when I was going out there.
Were you sure it was what you wanted, but Kevin?
I was sure. And he was doing that just to be funny, and I got it, you know. So, you know, I could have taken it the other way, like, wait a minute, is he trying to undermine me? But he was being funny, and that's his sense of humor.
All right. So let's come back to more of the Boston and the region thing. You did grow up in Connecticut. You love being around here. Boston fans get you. You mentioned that you love a bunch of Boston sports teams. So we're going to do a lightning round on Boston sports teams now. Top sport for you, basketball, football, hockey, baseball, other?
Oh, it would be football.
All right. Have you seen Dynasty, yes or no?
No.
Okay. And still a Patriots fan, yes or no?
Yes.
Tom Brady's the GOAT, yes or no?
I think so. You know, it's funny, no matter who they're playing, and usually no matter how much time they have left, and no matter how down they are, somehow they pull it out. They pull it out, and they usually win.
All right.
That always blows me away how magical they are. And also, I love how rabid the people of Boston are, fans.
And we take that as a compliment here, I will note. We're speaking with Kevin Nealon, stand-up comedian and actor born and raised in Connecticut, going to be playing City Winery Thursday as part of the Boston Comedy Festival. Technically born in Missouri, raised in Connecticut.
I thought you said boring Connecticut.
No, I'm not calling Connecticut boring. That's for a different show. I want to bring up another piece of your history. Saturday Night Live, there's a point to this, I promise. 1987 episode. This is Hans and Franz with your friend and co-performer at the time, Dana Carvey.
I'm Hans.
And I'm Franz.
And we want to pump you up.
A little bit about ourselves. We come to the States from a small village of weightlifters in Austria.
Yeah, we hope to follow in our cousin's footsteps, the greatest bodybuilder in the history of the world. Maybe you heard of him. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
So you were picking up on Schwarzenegger's fame at the time. You know, some people aren't going to remember. This is before Governor. This is back in, you know, Conan the Destroyer and the Terminator days. It strikes me in both of these cuts that we pulled that the two people, Donald Trump and the one Arnold Schwarzenegger and the other, had really interesting arcs since then. In the length of your time as a comedian, Kevin Nealon, I just kind of want to ask you, did you think it was going to come out for some of the people you've parodied and followed and commented on the way it has?
Well, no. For those two, never in my wildest imaginations did I think that Arnold would be governor of California and Trump would have been president of the United States. I would have thought, I'm in a different universe somewhere. This is not going to happen. But you know what? You never know. You never know.
So now we're going to fast forward to 2022. We're sort of in, how would you characterize 2022? We're still in the pandemic. We are making our way out of it. You have started a YouTube show called Hiking with Kevin that started after you were selfieing basically on a hike and short of breath and thought it might be interesting to talk to other people while you're doing that. Here you are with Paul Rudd. This time you're in Central Park in New York.
I brought a fanny pack as a kind of a bit. Not that it's a bit, but it's a bit lame. But I love a fanny pack.
Well, you're not wearing it as a fanny pack. That's more of a crotch pack.
Yes. Yeah. Well, if we're in England, technically, it's a fanny pack.
It was really interesting to watch you with Conan O'Brien, with Paul Rudd, with some of your guests. You know, and I had watched you in your seasons on Weeds as a dramatic actor as well. You seem like you're just in a different stage in your own life and comfortable in those hiking shoes in a way that, honestly, as somebody watching you, didn't look like you were maybe in 87 or in 90. Did you think you'd be this guy now?
Well, I think all of us evolve, you know, to a certain degree as we go along in life. And I kind of expected that. And I always was wondering what lay ahead for me, but I became more and more confident as the years go by, with anybody does with whatever job. And I really like where I'm at right now because I'm able to really explore and trust the process and, not worry about failing. I think it was Thomas Edison that said that, you know, he had failed like so many times and he doesn't think of them as failures. He thinks of them as feedback. So I kind of agree with that.
There are people who are dying to be who you are and where you are. And you're saying that now you trust the process and you're not afraid to fail. What are you good at now that you're not afraid to fail that you weren't good at before?
Well, first of all, I'm still smiling about you saying people want to be who I want to be.
Doesn't feel like that to you?
I don't know about that. I don't know about that. But anyway, maybe there's a couple people. But what I love now is just doing the things that I've always wanted to do. When I got older, I thought to myself, you know what? I'm tired of talking about things. Let's start doing them. You know, so I took up painting. I took up learning how to play the piano. I've been studying Spanish for the last 2.5 years. And that's where I'm at right now. That's where I want to be. It's just learning new things and You know, and being with people, stay engaged with people, and just experiment with things.
So you'll be on stage Thursday night. Does that translate into new material in your comedy? Are we going to hear about your experience making a book of caricatures or stumbling on the Spanish language? How has it affected what you bring on stage now?
Well, it's aside from just evolving in life, I've really been focusing on where I'm at right now. And yes, there's a lot of new material I'll be doing, which I'm excited to do. And it's also a great, I don't know, it's a lot of comics, not all of them, but some of them have a certain style they do, and they stay with it for the whole time. And I'm always looking for new avenues and new material and new points of view on life. And I think that's really happening with me a lot these days, and I'm excited about it.
We're doing the Boston Comedy Festival. That's why we're talking to you. You'll be at City Winery this Thursday. There are a lot of comics that are going to play Boston this week. Are there any up-and-coming Boston bred comics that you think are particularly exciting? Anybody you would give a shout-out to or that you're going to come watch for the first time? I don't know what kind of time you have.
I don't have a lot of time because I'm just coming in for the show, and then I have to go to Stamford, Connecticut, where I'm doing another show. But I think Boston is such a great comedy town. When I started doing stand-up comedy, I would go to Boston. There are just so many great comics. In fact, it's so funny that we're talking now about Boston comics because I was just kind of going through YouTube, and I stumbled upon Stephen Wright, who I love his stand-up. It's so absurd and surreal, and these one-liners. And I mean, I love comics that are so unique and different from other comics because, as you know now, there's a billion comics out there, and that's great, and they're all doing what they do. But I always look for the unique ones. And I was always a big fan of Andy Kaufman because he was so off the wall and absurd. I guess I kind of like absurdity the most.
We'll link to, in our website with this conversation with you, we actually spoke with Stephen Wright over the last year. We'll link to that as well. And, you know, you referred to Andy Kaufman once as more of a performance artist than a comedian almost.
Yeah, yeah. He refers to himself as a song and dance man. But I think he's more of a performance artist. And the thing I like about him is you never know what he's going to do. You don't know. You can't see it. And it's always an unexpected, usually a pleasant surprise. But he certainly has dealt with the psychology of the audience for a long time. And that's what I was really amused with and interested in, the way he was looking to break new ground more than anybody had.
So,
what I really admired about him.
Kevin Nealon will be at Cindy Ryan Winery Thursday night is part
Rhinery.
Of Winery.
You said Rhinery.
I did. Okay, that was fun for me, Kevin Nealon. Thank you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you joining Radio Boston.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.